MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside him is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande. You are looking so damn cute today.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you noticed the weight loss, but you know, for those who have been following and wondering about my diabetes, it's under control. I'm finally losing weight, which is a good thing.
You know what? I love that.
Yeah, it really is.
I actually love that.
Dude, I've been going. I got another appointment on Thursday morning.
I'm gaining weight, so.
Got on some new medication, which I'm going to shout out, which is called Trulicity, which it's funny that they have TV commercials, but I was talking to another lady that's very well in the cannabis game. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
She's another diabetic sister of mine.
Shout out to the blacklist.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, exactly. And ironically, because I talk about it on the show, she knew I was a diabetic. So for those who are diabetics out there, Trulicity has really gotten my blood sugar level under control. So shout out to Trulicity.
Yeah.
It's something I'm using. And she's told me to try some Rick Simpson oil. So I'm trying to get some Rick Simpson oil. If we can find somebody from Rick Simpson oil to come on the show,
sure. That's easy.
That'd be ideal. So
that's
that, you know, I can get a nice little pluggy plug.
You know, here's the thing, though. You know, you got to be very conscious with Rick Simpson oil because it's super high potent and it's like, okay.
Kyle Turley keeps saying
it
too.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
Everybody actually does.
I want to give a disclaimer to somebody out there that may be listening for the first time that goes, yeah, let me get some Rick Simpson oil. And they don't realize, like, you can take the size of a grain of salt. I mean, a grain of rice, like a rice grain.
Yeah, I heard it comes out like that too. That's funny you say that.
And let me share with you, dude. That one grain will knock off your socks, dude.
Like, she told me that she does like the one day, midday, and then three at night, and it knocks her out. She's
a
cannabis consumer.
Right. So what I'm saying is that one grain, you have to be conscious, like, right? So you might want to take a third of a grain if you're super new at you know.
That Rick Simpson oil.
Or any concentrate.
I didn't know, is that
it's
anything.
A concentrate.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it's a super.
So for some real weird reason, I finally just seen it for the first time. Everyone's talked about it, and she showed me her pin. I don't know if you've seen when we were talking in the corner.
And
the
it
day.
Just kind of pushes it
and
out.
And like, it's like a little dial. It's a dial. She's like one and then two and then three.
Yeah.
And you can dial that much and it comes out.
Is she just putting it under her tongue and or is she smoking it?
She put it on a pill, I think she said, and swallows it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
she told me how she uses it.
And so, again, just be conscious that you start very low dosing. Any concentrate you want to, you know, because, again, the person that's listening right now that's like, maybe I should try it because I have illnesses like this and I'm not feeling well or maybe it'll help my, you know, cancer or whatever your thought process may be. Very, very important that you don't spook yourself because I've had, you know, conversations with many, many people and then they sit there and go, you know what? This is crazy. Like I just had, a small dosage of, you know, THC and it knocked me on my butt. I was seeing stars and I was spinning and it's because, you know, you've not overdosed because you can't overdose, but you've taken more than your body's accepted in life. And all of a sudden you're thinking, you know, you're sitting there going, oh my God, the boogeyman's coming.
It's
I need to go to the hospital.
I'm laughing right now, dog, because I'm thinking, shout out to Big Mike from Advanced Nutrients.
Yes.
I'm thinking about his party. And there was this girl, if Mark was here, we'd totally know who I'm talking about. Mark Wasserman and I were talking to Exhibit, and then did you see Exhibit, by the way?
I didn't even see him.
He had a helmet on. I was trying to get you to find you to come say what's up to him, too, and I didn't see you when I finally seen him. And I remember looking for you, but we were all over this huge mansion party. But my point to the story is what made me think of what you just said, you can't overdose. There was this chick, dog, laid out, just...
snoring, snoring.
I literally had to go up to these girls, and I go, one girl was like holding her. I go, is your friend okay? Like, you need something? Can I help you guys out? Because you're like straight going memes at this party that is banging.
It was the best party of the year.
I've never been to a better party in my life.
Yes.
Period.
I know.
I've told people this around my neighborhood. Like, I was at an event earlier, and then
you're at a party, but, like, hey, your party's cool, but
no. And the funny thing is, I almost didn't go. As you guys know, I met you there because I was so delayed on, like, oh, am I going to go? Am I going to not? Bottom line, folks, if you're listening to this and ever want to go to one of the best parties here, find out who Big Mike is from Advanced Nutrients and get on his in-list.
Get on his, it's invite only,
it's,
baby.
Yeah, it's the most, when I say the most player party ever, and this is what I told people. But first off, I thought of this lady being so stoned, and I asked her, are you okay? What's wrong? Oh, she smoked too much. So when you say you don't overdose, you may fall asleep at a party.
You'll fall asleep. Yeah. At a party. Yeah.
At a party where it's boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, there's music.
This girl, and I go, did she drink too much? The girl goes, no. Because it was funny, as I was asking her this, I was literally doing research, going, she must be drunk, right? So I wanted, and I literally, and I had a cup of water, and I gave her my cup of water, and I go, by the way, this is my cup, and I took a drink. I'm like, here, I don't drink. Here's some water for your friend.
Right, right.
And I'm like, did she drink too much? No, she didn't drink. She just smoked too much. So, you know, smoking weed can just knock you out at a party. So that's a good thing.
And who wants to be knocked out at anywhere randomly, right?
Just learn to control your smoking. Well,
again,
for those kids.
If you have never smoked before, you know, what I would highly suggest, if you're doing some kind of an edible, and this isn't doctor advice, this ain't, you know, this is no advice.
This is Blue's
I'm just
advice.
Giving love. Like, sharing some love with you. Please, by any means, talk to your doctors or your bud tender or whomever you pick it up from. But start very, very slow. Like, take your time. Like, don't jump into it and try and smoke a whole joint.
I need to smoke a blunt.
Yeah, no, don't start with the blunts.
Full bong rip.
Take
just a little.
A little hit of something very small.
I think
small.
Most people listening to us are smokers.
And wait, but no, but some
yeah,
people aren't.
Some people aren't.
There's that one person that...
Or make sure you advise your friends who aren't to give them the little bit at a time.
And edibles, guys. Edibles are
easy
not...
on those.
You start with 2 milligrams.
People
1 milligram. You know, not 500 milligrams. Don't start with 100 milligrams. Don't start with 30 milligrams. Because guess what, dude? I know what it does, and 30 milligrams gets me panicked. You know,
I can't believe Chris Franchino drank a 100 milligram drink yesterday at a meeting we had, and he was fine. It's like, dude, Chris Franchino, you're putting it down.
He just whipped the whole thing out.
Yeah,
huh?
He drank that whole can. I was like, look at Joe, you want this?
Was
nope.
It a licensed brand?
I believe so. It had to be. It was at that spot we went to, so it had to be.
Yeah,
good.
I'm sure it was. I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Some people know their tolerances, though. Like, if I would have drank that whole can, dude, I would have been freaking out.
I was
out,
actually
dude.
Waiting for him to just, like, act a little different or feel a little funnier. I see Chris get a little tingly sometimes when he's, you know, smoking, and I can see when his eyes get Chino style, and he's like, oh, God, I'm feeling a little real low, but nothing I've seen. But shout out to Big Mike, and just to give you guys a feel for the party. This is my description when people say, Joe, how was that party last night? Because it was a busy Halloween weekend.
Oh, man.
I said, first off, we pulled into UCLA. The most player entrance regarding just organization with the COVID testing results are your results to your check-in, which was just very classy.
Oh, yeah.
To 30 buses that look like they were carrying NFL teams on them and players that are going or people that are going to the Grammys and Oscars,
sprinters,
right?
Sprinters, like Mercedes Sprinter vans.
Just the dopest feel and look that you first get into. So that's just before you even get to the party. You have to do the check-in down below. They shuttle you up, folks. You get there. It's a, like, where am I going type feel because you're on the top of the mountain in Bel Air. So you're on the hills above Beverly Hills, folks.
Yes.
So for those who don't know around the world, what is Bel Air? Is that Fresh Prince's joint? Yes. The Fresh Prince Bel Air is above Beverly Hills to give you the layout of the land. So he has this overly huge mansion that had a walk-up feel when you're driving in the buses, a big step and repeat. Everybody's getting their picture taken. So therefore, everyone felt like a star.
Yeah.
Not only us
that
we did, but you know, we had the VIP wristband. So we were a show, of course, and cahoots with Big Mike, which we love him, and we didn't know we were going to get treated this well, meaning somebody came out to greet us, took us into a VIP room where there was a sushi chef, and open bars
food,
everywhere, and food, and dab bars, and joint bars, and candy bars, and everything you could imagine bar that you wanted, all there. Big Mike meets us and greets us. Great time there. But you're walking around to a magician, a sword swallower, midgets walking around.
Palm readers.
Palm readers. A Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel.
Was that the thing? The dance floor
there
that was
a lake in the a whole lake.
There was a lake in the back, but not only a lake, folks. Water shows in the water in the lake, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
With not only a water show, but lights in the water show. So not just a couple things, light waters with a graphic on the back of the water, like a waterfall. And it was just stupid. Like, who? How did they do that?
Oh, man, then
they had like women in the. So it's a whole circus theme. Women in the cages doing splits and acrobatic stuff. Dudes in there doing stuff. The tall 7-foot woman walking around. The bearded woman walking around.
Great,
just so much entertainment walking around, and classy people. Everyone was kind and polite. Everyone was dressed
just
to the nines and tens.
Great
it was
time.
One of the most, not one of the, it was the best party in my 49 years of life that I've ever been to. And I told some people back home, like, you guys, I've been to one that I look at as one of the best ones was when Eminem came out. Dr. Dre had a whole thing that he stopped and dropped in. Not Marina Del Rey, but right, Santa Monica. He got a pier, shut down the pier, did an Eminem party that had everything that you could imagine in there food-wise. It's just a good feel, like, oh, Dr. Dre, of course, Dr. Dre, Eminem.
Right.
This was a dope party, right?
So
I look at one of those parties that I've been to, and I've been to some real player stuff, right? So I'm like, this was top-notch. And we've been to a lot of cannabis events that are top-notch. But in my opinion, this party had so much other food walking around, from the sliders to the fried chicken to the pizzas to the this. The Pit books up. I mean, Pit,
dude,
unbelievable food.
It was
shrimps, dog, shrimps. And what are the other rock, the oysters.
Oysters.
Like, dude, the most expensive things.
They had people walking around with drinks, so you didn't even have to get a drink. I mean, they were catering to, you know, 2,000 people, guys. And not only that, it was catered so well that you just felt like you were always touched. Someone had a touch on you, like, hey.
You okay? You good? You
anything? I had multiple people from Big Mike's team come up and, Blue, how are you doing? I had to stop by and say hello. Excuse me. I'm sorry that I'm like, man, are you kidding me? Thank you, guys. And they were so polite, and their whole team was so on point. Like I felt like everywhere I turned around, they had their hand on me, like, how's the night going? And I'm like, thank you. Like, damn.
And not alone. I seen them doing that to majority, to where I felt like, you guys are such a class act.
Class act.
Everything that Advanced Nutrients does, and if you're not using their products, use them just because of the fact that they're that dope, and giving a big thank you back to the community.
Sure.
At least here in Los Angeles, when they did this party, hands down, Big Mike, you are the man for doing that. Your whole team is amazing, because everything about it was truly the best that I've ever been to.
Sure.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, I got a great story for you guys. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Make sure you guys follow us online at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. My boy Blue is at one, the number one, that is, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52, and if you ever want to call us up and say hello, it's 800-420-1980. Oh, look at you. Returning the text and almost slipping. He almost fell, folks, but he... Right back there. He's right back there for us.
No one's seen that,
and
Joe.
And with the power of editing, he'll sound like he was on point.
Yes. Thank you.
Bottom line, if you're looking to grow some cannabis and you're looking for a high-quality seed, head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at rocket underscore seeds. For trusted cannabis seeds, Rocket Seed is a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. It's rocketseeds.com.
Yes.
And, you know, as we talked about Big Mike's event, I just want to once again thank you, Mike. You're the best, and our whole team,
you know,
had such a great time.
Honestly, though, I'll tell you, I've been invited to about three or four of his parties.
Well, I missed the 4th of July one that you guys went to, and that's why I had to go.
I was about to say, it's like...
I missed that one.
It's hard.
That's why I went, and I was so impressed.
Yeah, the 4th of July was just as amazing.
I know you guys... Well, here's the deal why I had to go. Because you guys upped that 4th of July party so much... And you said, no, Joe, you have to go. And I swear to God, I was like, you know, it was Halloween weekend. I didn't want to leave my family. And I literally left a party that was in Coto. That was a player party, too. Like, you know, for kid and family, I was at a good event. Taco trucks, the whole nine. It was great for the family fun. But this right here was adult dream house, dog. I mean, I was walking around like, and the worst part is I didn't have my phone with me, so I couldn't go online. I couldn't take pictures because which was odd for everybody in our building, but for you listening, guys, I was Mr. Incredibles for the seventh year in a row. So my pockets, I couldn't reach my hand in my pockets where Brianna, Chris's lady's putting her hand in my pocket, pulling out cigars. So I couldn't capture the night. Thank God we had a crew with us that tried to do it. Matter of fact, folks that are listening, go to Big Mike's Instagram page. If you're listening to this, you'll see what we're talking about. And you'll see that we did not oversell this or overhype it.
No.
You'll see his recap. And go to Cannabis Talk 101. By this time, I hope our recap video is up, too.
And look for, right? I'm like wondering, are they leaving already? Yeah, exactly. And look for Willy Wonka, because I was Willy Wonka.
Your Willy Wonka outfit, dog, seriously, was everything. All BS aside, the picture you sent even earlier on was dope, but I really have one question before we wrap up and I go to the story here. What the hell happened to your Willy Wonka costume? Because at the end of the night, you were in normal clothes.
You know, it got so hot, dude.
Where did you put your costume?
I gave it to some of the staff.
Oh, so you still had it?
Yeah.
When you said I lost it, do you remember telling me that? Or were you that drunk that you don't... Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, his Willy Wonka costume was everything.
It was good.
I loved it. It was perfect.
Can you send me that one?
Slang things that we made for the Cholo Wonko and Willy Wonka's chocolate.
No, with the Mexican chiclets, Willy Wonka.
It was just so fun to just rip on you. Yeah.
Can you send me that, Frank? Yeah. He's got
matter
a picture
fact, send
of
that to me, too.
We need to post it, man. We should post it.
Yeah, it was very fun. So that being said, you guys, I want to get into a story right here that's just really dear to my heart. And, you know, it's going to make some money with this type of things that's going to go there. So it's borderline going green, but it's also cannabis news. And it's no secret, we've talked about this as well, but cannabis products may help treat symptoms of depression, improve sleep, and increase quality of life. Like, we don't know. But the bottom line, new thing about this, it's in a new study. And when more new studies come out by big things like in psychiatry investigated the effects. So when a psychiatrist investigates the effects and they do this whole study and spend the money and spend the time, that's where it's a key thing, right? So the study published in Frontiers in Psychiatry, so in the psychiatry magazine from Frontiers, they investigated the effects of medicinal cannabis among clinical depression and anxiety patients. Now, those who were using medical cannabis at baseline had lower depression scores than non-users. I know a lot of us are thinking, of course, that's the case, but it's more publications that matter, folks. And non-users who began taking cannabis during the follow-up period experienced a reduction in both anxiety and depression symptoms. So are you following along with that? Those who didn't have them high symptoms took this and had even lower numbers. So it worked with those who had high numbers of depression and anxiety, and worked great for those who had low numbers on them, made them even lower. And to top it off, anxiety and depression are the most common mental health conditions around the world. We're not talking California no more, cannabis folks. I'm saying around the world, anxiety and depression. So what does that mean? It means more people are taking pills for this shit and hurting the guts. You've heard it. You know it.
Liver.
What it does. Everything.
Kidneys.
Ulcers. All this stuff, right? So around the world, anxiety and depression are the most common mental health conditions. I met a girl, ironically, again, here at this party who's doing a podcast called Makeup. And it's Make Up Your Mind. And we're going to have her on the show soon because not only was she dressed super hot and she does this makeup artist around, but she's doing a podcast on Make Up Your Mind and Be Strong About It. And when we were talking about each other's podcast, I was like, dude, I love what you're doing. And then we talked over the weekend and during the week. And it's things like this that make up your mind and help yourself get better. Why? Because anxiety and depression are so real. It's the number one thing around the world. It's not like it's a half-assed, like, oh, it's not there, it's not a big deal. No, it is. Well, there are existing therapeutic and, of course, pharmaceutical treatments. Evidence suggests that many suffer fails to seek help and are wary of the side effects of taking medications. So a lot of people, which it's funny, I go back to the days when I was partying at the clubs in San Francisco. I remember being at Sound Factory, and one of my buddies, whether he did a bump too much or just drank too much, whatever, but he was having an anxiety breakdown. And I remember listening to the song going, hold on, I want, he's like, dude, I gotta leave. And he wasn't smoking weed. He wasn't even a weed smoker, to be honest. He was doing every other drug, but not cannabis at the time. He's like, I wanna go. And I'm like, dude, hold on, I love this song though. And I'm feeling myself and I'm just going crazy. He's like, I'll buy you the fucking CD. Let's just get out of here. Right? I never forget that comment. And my boy Jonathan Diaz, one day you're gonna meet him and you guys are gonna hear this story and you're gonna die laughing because he'll never forget it. Ironically, that only scenario keeps coming back to me as I think about people who deal with anxiety because he had so much anxiety. Mind you, folks, we weren't at the club in a crazy atmosphere. We're in the VIP room. I'm a morning show host, radio DJ. He's being treated player status style.
We're up there
in a dope scenario VIP setting,
yeah.
And he couldn't handle it anymore. He had to get out. So these type of things are real from being at a great scenario and situation or being at home stuck on the couch.
Well, so a lot of people don't realize, and it's hard to understand if you don't have this problem, is that, you know, anxiety can come from just one person in the room. Maybe that person's talking too fast, moving around too differently, and the other person's like, oh my God, this person's creating anxiety for me. And sometimes it's a crowd of people, you know, for somebody that has anxiety, it could be three people, you know what I mean? You know, if you don't have anxiety, you're thinking like, oh, 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, that might give, you know, somebody anxiety if there's 100 people around you doing crazy shit that you're not used to. But maybe just three people in a room having a normal conversation, someone that has anxiety can get anxiety just from one person, let alone three people, five people, or 10. And so, and the feeling that they have versus what you may think is anxiety is totally different, you know, because they have a real symptom.
People suffer from it like big time. There was one of the doctors that said, this is a quote, anxiety and depression disorders are highly prevalent. Traditional antidepressants may effectively treat these disorders in a lot of people, but they do not work for everyone and could have unpleasant side effects. This is Dr. Martin, a PhD candidate from the Medical University of South Carolina. That being said, it's unfortunate that we don't have a CBD, THC, you know, take this, smoke this one joint, do this one edible, because in another paragraph here, it says the ideal dosage remains unclear. So that's the part of it that sucks, in my opinion, research needs to be done. And by articles like this coming out by researchers and companies like Tilray that's spending the money with SDSU, that's sending product to Israel, that's doing research and spending millions of dollars, companies like the Cali Effects that are spending millions of dollars on the effects of cannabis and how it relates to your health. These are the companies and people that are going to do this and find this for these conditions. Because if you listen to this and you have that, you know, everybody's different.
Sure.
That's the difference. That's why even for antidepressants, everyone's different. Some may give you the shit. Some may hurt your stomach. Some may give you acne.
Addictive.
It's a lot of.
How about that?
Well, these white pills are all these pills are mostly addictive, anyways.
No,
right?
No, and that's what I'm saying is that
the number
that,
one killer for white males.
So,
by the way.
So a lot of people, you know, look at people that become that are drug addicts, and they say, you know, look at this guy, he's a drug addict. And what they don't realize is that when they were 16 years old or 15 years old, someone gave them some antidepressants. Those antidepressants became an addiction. Those addictions turned into heroin, which turned into, you know, them having this lifetime, you know, addiction of drugs that now you look at them as hey, you're not an intelligent person, or you're an addict, or you're a bad person. And I'm not saying that for everybody, because not everybody did it, but a lot of people are self-medicating, and they're, you know, why are they medicating? Why does somebody decide they need to do a drug? Well, a lot of times it's to escape the reality, and that escape from the reality may be depression, may be anxiety, it may be abuse. I mean, there's so many different things. And so while they're doing that, you have to look past the addict, and you have to find where the root comes from. What were they trying to escape that makes them go through that, you know? And so, you know, I often look at, you know, addicts as, you know, it's an illness. It's not something that I look at like, oh, you're a bad person. I look at, no, you got hooked on something.
I agree.
You didn't realize what you were getting yourself into. And for some of them, it started at a very young age. I'm talking kids. I mean, they're giving kids some high dosages of you know, Ritalin that becomes, you know, later on in life, they start trying meth and they're trying other things to offset this, because the Ritalin becomes, you know, or my doctors aren't prescribing it no more. They've taken it from me. Now all of a sudden they're looking for another high. They find out that, hey, you know, this other drug may be something similar to it. So it's an illness, you guys. And so if you have someone out there that's looking for help, you know, there's a lot of different programs out there. Make sure that they understand that you love them and support them, and you got to help them. And again, they've got to want it though.
And a lot of people think it's a joke when somebody's sitting there thinking that depression's a joke, snap out of it. You know, a lot of guys will be like, you fucking pussy, just step it up, blah, blah, blah.
Having
the anxiety, you're fucking weak, blah, blah. No, man, it's real. And these studies right here were done, and I want to see more studies about this. The majority of this study was 79% female, and Caucasian was 83%. So I would love to see even more of a diverse study with, you know, more ethnicities in there as well. But, you know, bottom line, you're doing a study. I don't care who it's with. Keep doing more of them. Caucasian, Asian, Black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, African, whatever you want. Grab them all. Grab as many as you can, because everybody's different. And all we can do is test a few people. And, you know, it's just like anything. If this many African Americans and affected this way, like, that's a good study to go off of and
sure,
give you a good base. Because if I'm African American, I'm hearing this, where this study, like I'm mentioning, it was more female and Caucasian. But, you know, we definitely all know, especially on this show, that cannabis helps with anxiety and depression. But you may want to be able to talk to your mother and grandmother who may be African-American or Mexican and say, hey, look what the study showed on this for our demographics. And that's, once again, goes back to that research that I keep talking about, because we need all those breakdowns. Because you're going to get those kind of curious or those anti-cannabis when you say, look at your demographic and look what cannabis did for your demographic.
Sure. And I think it's super important that somebody realizes this, is that, you know, that the cannabis isn't a cure-all either. You know what I mean?
Oh, by no means.
And so a lot of people, you know, would disagree and because they're so pro-cannabis. And I think there's, you know, there's certainly abuse in anything, right? You know, you could have too much sex. You could have too much alcohol. You could, you know, smoke too much cannabis. You can ingest too much cannabis. Doesn't mean that it will kill you. It means that you're abusing something, you know. And so be conscious out there. But most importantly, though, if I told you, hey, we have a CBD product that'll help your anxiety and it really worked, you know, would you try it? And again, that's where I say come in learning about what you're taking and ingesting in your body. Sometimes you'll take it and go, oh my God, that made me more, you know, my anxiety went through the roof when I took cannabis. For me, it does. If I smoke too much cannabis, I get anxiety. the room, and you know, I don't trust everybody around me. I feel like uncertain of myself. I start thinking about things. I'm too deep in my mind, and I don't like being deep in my mind. You know, but there's people that are wired completely different, that they're deep in their mind all day long, and then they start to use cannabis, and it allows them to come out. And I think, you know, in that
a lot of members on our team, they just want to, you know, puff throughout the day all day.
And Chris Franchino's perfectly normal all day. And mushrooms, too.
Dude, microdosing is becoming the biggest thing around me since, I don't know, pockets.
What, the adults, you mean?
Dog, I'm talking about parties that I'm at. Everyone... This past Halloween, when I say everyone, I've been to
welcome to our world,
five
Joe.
Or six parties.
You're growing up finally.
Everybody, and then even on the bus, going to like that party too that we went to. But my point is, I've been in different elements around different people, and everyone's talking about microdosing mushrooms.
Sure.
And how it's the best thing. And I'm talking doctors, lawyers, business owners, moms. You know, the soccer bomb.
It's the next big boom.
It really is. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this with another big boom.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A., I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers of Law.
And you guys, this is the time we get to thank everybody.
This is.
And, you know, it's been a crazy few months, and this team, honestly, is the best team that we have. And I truly say this, if you're listening, it takes a village, it takes a team to do what we do.
Man.
And it really does. And I really want to thank Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, and your buddy Irtazar that comes with you sometimes.
Michael.
His name. Michael, thank you. Christian, Danny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali. Love you, brother. And Ali and Nadia do a lot of our shows on Clubhouse and things like that. So if you're ever joining us on Clubhouse, Ali's the one usually hosting those. And
he does a great job hosting those,
by the way. Pitt, our brother from another mother, Chris Franchino, you do everything for us, brother. We love you so much. Jennifer and Elvis, thank you guys all so much.
Shout out to Freddie.
And Freddie. Freddie's another guy that does so much too. Pushing. We love you guys. And bottom line, you guys, I want to tell you guys about Viscus Vape, the ultimate vape cannabis experience out there. They're born and raised in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Check out their website, viscus.life. That's V-I-S-C-O-U-S. And now, Blue, as Halloween just passed, and I hope everybody had a great Halloween
New
out
Year's
there.
Is coming.
Thanksgiving. Christmas. Thanksgiving first.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
I love Thanksgiving. Just that whole family too. Vibe time, and it's just a cool time watching football, hanging out with the fam bams and kids and all the good stuff. But I got to share this story that I seen out there and just the headline that state attorneys general issue a warning for Halloween about marijuana-type treats. Now, I know it's passed, but I just want to start talking about this because bottom line, if you're one of those people or know somebody that has the fucking nerve to pass out anything other than a candy or water or a fucking coin or money, don't be friends with that person anymore.
Oh, my God.
Like, that is just the most disturbing thing when I think that the attorney general in Ohio, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, Arkansas all released statements that said, please be advised, parents, the danger of marijuana edibles. To think that that's, and you know what, folks?
I'm glad we haven't heard any headlines.
But my point is, I just want to point this out. Really? And this is a more of a public service, like my home personal thing, because I am a parent of a 7 and 8 year old. So when we bring the candy home, we laid it all out and we looked through it all, anything open, like we literally looked
sure,
through it.
As
and then
you
we
should.
Told, exactly, right? This is your family as parent one on one, right? And we literally said, we started with, okay, now you get to pick 20. They picked out 20. We looked at, my wife and I looked at each other. She was like, that's not enough. You're right. 30. They did 30. Fuck it. You guys get 50 candies each. So yeah. Like, we jumped it all the way to 50, right? And they had big bags. And my point is, as I'm looking through
Why didn't you bring us the rest?
Oh, I have it. Don't get twisted. I still have it. We have it. Well, we're donating.
Don't bring it here.
I found out that there's... we're going to actually take our leftovers to the military to send it to military things overseas.
Oh, wow. That's
so that's it was a new thing. At first, the funniest part about that story, my wife said this to me a while back. Oh, I found this thing. We're going to donate the candy to the military. Well, and we're sending my father-in-law all the like Reese's Pieces and Snickers and all the things
he
likes.
Wants them. Yeah.
He wants those, right? So we're sending those to Kansas. But my point is, my wife said this, I don't know, a month ago, whatever. I thought she was just bullshitting. I thought she was like saying something
that's
to somebody
joke,
to make us look good.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh yeah, we're donating to that, you know? And I'm like, that doesn't sound like my wife to drop things like that. She never fronts.
Yeah, yeah,
but in my head, I don't know for some weird reason, because it was the
fronty.
First time I heard it, I'm like, that's dope that she figured that one out. My wife fronting, acting like we're giving our candy away to the soldiers, blah, blah, blah. And then we were somewhere else on Halloween and we got all the candy and somebody mentioned it. She goes, yeah, we're donating it. And we're walking together in the group, you know, like 150, we're in a big group and we're going trick-or-treating. And she tells the other parent, oh no, we're giving our candy to the troops overseas. And I look at her and go, oh, you were serious?
For real?
I'm like, that's what we're really doing?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, that's dope. Why didn't you tell me?
I love it.
She goes, well, I mentioned it before. I go, for some reason, babe, I don't know why I thought you were bullshitting, but I just thought you were bullshitting.
Great.
But it was legit. So for those who still have trick-or-treat candy.
Do you remember the program?
I don't know, but just do the Google military for cannabis. And I've actually heard it on KFI.
Cannabis, candy.
Oh, not cannabis. Excuse me. Military for candy. Sorry. Yeah. But my point is to go back to the story as, you know, I was looking through the candy and I'm looking through anything that looks suspect and funny, just of course for the kids as they're looking through the different lollipops and the different things. And
sure,
you know,
did you find anything suspect?
Nothing, not all. There was one candy that was open that we just threw away. That was just a randomly open candy that was fine, so we just threw that one away.
Did
so,
you guys give out candy too? Or did
So what we do is we decorate
go collect
the whole house
it and then you give it out again.
We have the bowls in front of the house, we have two big bowls
and just leave them.
And in my house, I live in that whatever community that there was still some left over.
Really?
Which was just like,
that's great.
Does
though.
That, right? I'm like, I go to a house. If I was a kid, I just, bam,
the
bam.
Whole thing's gone.
And my kids are so young that we still take them trick-or-treating. So we went with their kids from their school in one neighborhood. We were in Cotoff with them all in this little private neighborhood, which was great and safe. And then we came back to our neighborhood, which is still nice, and walked it through the few friends that we have in the immediate neighborhood. So,
sure.
But my point is, it was still candy. So, but the moral of this story is, you guys, the attorney general shouldn't have to be saying these type of things. And it just hurts my gut and heart to think that there's people out there that are still doing these devilish acts
sinner,
of,
sinning.
Why would you want to, we got these kids. Who wants that and does that?
You know, you've got to have.
How sick are you in the
you've
head?
You've got to have someone that's ill. I mean, there's no way that you can, one, harm a child, but two, is give away some kind of anything to hurt somebody that's randomly coming to provide joy in someone's life. I mean,
it's Halloween,
dude.
This year Halloween fell on the weekend. Me and ghetto boys went trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags. You know how we do it, folks. No. But I just had to bring that up as a public service announcement. It's not cannabis news, really. It's not going green. It's not making waves, but it is protecting the community out there. So if you heard of somebody doing that, let's just put them on blast and punch them in the chin.
Yeah, you know, here's the good news is I never seen anything on it this year. And,
well, like
and,
I said, it was the attorney general in those states that I mentioned,
no,
Ohio,
they
New York,
made an
Illinois,
announcement.
Yeah.
That was a responsible thing to do.
You have to, especially if you're hearing and catching wind of it, because you're seeing all
yeah,
the Skittles,
right?
You're seeing all the
yeah.
little candies, and there's been more and more alerts of this candy looks just like the other candy. This Pebbles looks just like that cereal Pebbles. So we keep seeing these things in the news more and more recently, which I personally don't like the fact that a lot of cannabis companies are using those kid products to attract them. And there's some legal ones that are doing it. Don't get me wrong. And I personally don't like it. I think it's wrong.
Sure.
I look at it like, come on, dog. You can do something different.
Yeah.
You can make it. You know, I know it's Skittles. And I get the ropes. And I get
dude,
all the candies.
Let me tell you, the nerd
right.
ropes, not the cannabis infused, just the nerd ropes itself.
They're
man.
Delicious.
Shout out to that person, man. I just started eating them the other day because I think they were at Chris's.
Oh, the real candies?
I forgot where. The real ones.
Yeah.
They are so awesome, dude.
And the cannabis ones look just like it.
They're identical.
You would never know if somebody handed it to you.
Oh, for sure. And you know, here's the thought, man. I mean, what we do, and I go straight for the, you know, I was Willy Wonka, you know, this year. And so kids were walking up, and I literally had kids walking up like, Willy Wonka, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh,
and it made me feel so good. I was like, well, come on over to the Wonka family, you know.
I can't wait till my kids are older and we're just passing out candy.
Oh,
I did it before
man.
They were born, and I love doing it. And I was always decorating the house.
Oh, I've done some mad parties at the house. Not, I mean, nothing like the Big Mike party or something like that.
Nobody
but,
can.
Yeah, but I mean, that's special.
You got to have real paper.
But I'll share with you, though, is I always give out the big candy bars, you know.
Player
status. Yeah, I put by 120 large candy bars, give them out. This year, though, you know, we only got 60 of them, and we went through all 60. And then I went.
Oh,
through.
Halloween was back this year for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't all the way though in our neighborhood.
Oh,
like
my neighborhood,
it was back, but it wasn't like the years you know prior. I mean, the years prior we had just so many more kids coming by, and I feel like you know a lot of the neighbors there you know that normally had their lights on and at least the bowl out front, like you said, or they would hand out candy. They just weren't open and. You know, the usual suspects on my block, there's just a group of us that are, we always hold it
do
down.
Do it, right.
We always hold it down. I mean, 4th of July, every holiday,
right.
we're outside.
Festive.
Festive, the whole block. But there's just a couple people on the block that didn't this year, and I was kind of like, I can't wait to go ask them, like, what happened,
what happened
to you, man? Yeah, like, well, why wouldn't you,
well,
know?
It's funny because, ironically, I got a call on Halloween night from a Jason Williams.
Ah.
And Jason Williams was... having some problems loading something in our system for the next podcast to
yeah.
go on. And I go, are you passing out candy in your neighborhood? He goes, nah, man, my lights are out. I put all dark. I went straight dark,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, man, you should have definitely
I said,
Pitt,
you dirty mug, you.
Man.
Hold on, let me get in the house and get my computer on and help you figure this out. And once again, it was a user error on him, but yeah.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, man, just open the door, man. It'll make you feel better, make you sleep better. Guess
honestly,
what?
Honestly, seeing those kids, it does. It just makes man. Me smile. I love it.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.